Good morning. Welcome back to the Book Broadcast. Again, today we're thankful to be at your place of listening this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in today. Trust you're making plans now to be in church this morning, be in the house of God. We invite you to come to be with us here where we're members at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon. And we invite you to come to Sunday school this morning, 10 o'clock and 10:45 for the worship hour, and then back at 5 for the evening service, then 7 on Wednesday. And so we urge you to come be with us throughout this week. Good to be in your place of listening this morning. Hope you're making plans right now to get out the door and be in Sunday school today and be in church throughout the day. And I tell you, the blessings of God are where God's people meet together. And I thank God for that today. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Now, he said, you go. He was going to the house of God. And wait for it to come to him, he was going there. And I praise God for that. Of course, sometimes you go to people's house where they cannot go and carry the meeting to them. But I tell you, those that are saved and living for God and able to go, you're going to the house of God. Amen. David was glad. He was glad when they said, let us go. And so it ought to be a joy and a privilege to do that today. And we're going to pray for the needs of the audience today. A lot of you know is needing the prayers of the saints of God. There's some burdens upon your heart. There's a sickness that's in your life. And you've got loved ones maybe that's sick and suffering. And we'll remember them in prayer this morning that God would help them as they look to him. And pray that God would change hearts and save souls. And revive his people in these last days. We do need revival in America, in our hearts, our churches, our country. We do need revival today. Dire need of it. Because when I see wickedness on every side, there's a need for God's people to get the burden to reach those precious sinners that's deceived and lost and on their way to hell this morning. And so we want to pray for the needs. Father, as we bow your presence this morning, I want to thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, just about the throne room of heaven this morning. Come boldly to it, the throne of grace, and find mercy and grace to help and time of need. Thank you for that. I pray you'd bless all the needs now. And Radio Lamb this morning, touch every heart, touch every life that needs some help this morning, the suffering, the shut-in, the sick, Lord, the disabled, not able to go. I pray, God, you comfort them today as they look to you for that daily strength that only you can give us. I'm glad, God, you don't forget your own. You're with us all the way, even to the end of the world. You're there with your children. I thank you for that this morning. Convict the sinner. Draw them to yourself today. Bless in the house of God throughout the day. May some precious soul come in and find Jesus precious to their hearts today. Bless your men as they stand and break the bread of life this morning. Pray you'd anoint them afresh. Give them liberty, knowledge, and will of God for the message today. Everything you do for us, God will honor you. Praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you this morning and be an encouragement to your heart today. You listen now as they sing. Amen.
fills my soul since the day I made Jesus my King. His blessed Holy Spirit is leading my way. He is teaching and I'm learning to lead. Learning to lead, learning to lead, I'm learning to lead on Jesus. Each day now for me, since I found His peace so serene. He helps me with each task, if only, only I'll last. Every day now, I'm just learning to
Amen. Certainly we have to learn to lean on Him. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He cared for us. I'm glad we can lean on our Lord today. Thank God for that. Have another one now. You enjoy the same.
Just no telling who I would be if not for grace. I could be locked up in jail, have no future, no story to tell. I know my soul would be crying from hell if not for grace. If not for grace, I would still be lost and whole. Done so wrong, God's forgiveness I would have never known if not for grace. There'd be no hope of heaven above. I wouldn't know the words for God so love. I know my life would be unheard of if not for grace. Not for grace, I would still be lost in hope.
Job chapter 14, we've been talking to you a couple of weeks from these scriptures. I'm going to continue the thought today in Job chapter 14, and I'm just reading one verse this morning. Here in Job chapter 14, just one verse, and try to continue the thoughts that we have on our heart today. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Job was waiting on the change. Waiting for the change to come, to change his vile body, to be made like unto his glorious body, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, we're waiting on the change, waiting on the change. And thank God for that. Well, you say if you're waiting, what else you ought to be doing? Now, the Bible said we ought to watch and wait. Amen. There's a watching that we need to do while we're waiting on the change to take place. And I'm going to say this morning, just as sure as if I'm before this microphone today, Jesus is coming again. The change is going to take place. We're going to get the glorified body one of these days, just like the Lord Jesus. And that's going to be a glorious day. And every saint of God is going to be changed. And we're going to be forever with our Lord out where we should have been to start with. But Adam sold us out, and man sinned, Satan's deceived, and that we've been battling that battle a long time. But I'm glad, thank God, the change is coming one day after a while. And so Job said, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on my change. And so we ought to be watching and waiting, watching and waiting. We ought to be watching the things that are taking place in the world today, watching that, seeing that, realize and see the, if you know your Bible today, you know the last days are here. If you understand the scriptures, you know that the last days are here. If you've got any discernment at all, now you understand the fact that we're living in the last part of the last days of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Amen. And so what are we supposed to be doing? We ought to be watching while we're waiting. Watching while we're waiting. Well, Jesus practiced that in the scriptures. Jesus practiced that watching. And if you notice now in Matthew chapter 26, there's some verses here I want to read you this morning. Matthew chapter 26 and verses 38. Jesus, Matthew chapter 26 and verse 38. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Watch with me. So he was watching. Amen. He was watching for the fulfillment of the will of God to accomplish in his life. And he said he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto them, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not in the temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So watching, he said, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? And so he practiced watching for the accomplishment of the future that was going to take place. And of course, as he finished the work that God gave him to do, and here he was on this earth, and he was watching and waiting for the Lord to fulfill his will in his life and in the life of those that was following him, and in encouraging them to watch with him. Watch with him, he said. So we find there's the practice that Jesus practiced, the watching and the waiting on the coming of the things of God. And of course, in Matthew chapter 24, and verse 36, I wanted to read you a few more scriptures here. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36. Now, the Bible said in verses 36, he said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were went before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And then shall there be two in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. The two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Look what it said in verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now watching and waiting does not mean we're standing here doing nothing to accomplish the will of God. We're not trying to get anybody saved, or we're not trying to get the people encouraged of God. I'm just discouraged day by day. No, that's not what we're not just standing, watching, wait, doing nothing, but we're to be busy about the Father's business and be busy, of course, looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 25 talks about the kingdom of heaven. I'd be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And that they were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And he said, at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." The wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, open to us." Then he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not what the day, the hour, wherein the Son of Man cometh." Watch therefore. We're to be watching for the Lord's return. Of course, if you're saved by the grace of God, we're to watch for God's will to be accomplished in this life, waiting on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Job was waiting on the change that was going to take place in his life, and he's expecting that change to be real to him. He believed in that. He said, "Even though the skin worm destroy this body of mine, yet in my flesh I shall see the Lord." He was waiting on the change, for his body to be changed just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're to be waiting and watching on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's the encouragement to do that. Well, you say, well, how are we supposed to watch? How do we do that? How do we watch? Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, let me read you some verses here. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We'll turn there for just a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And the Bible tells us how that we're to watch and to wait on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have the 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now listen to this morning. And the Bible said here in the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. The Bible said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephen, and he talked about them, but he said, watch ye. He said, watch ye. Now, how are we going to watch? He said, first of all, you need to stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. While you're watching, you stand fast. You keep the faith. You stand for the truth. You tell the truth. You witness. You tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. You stand fast in the faith. Don't deny the faith, but stand fast in the faith. Be sure of what you believe, because and you've got to believe the Bible and stand fast in the Word of God. Now, you can't believe it unless you read it. You've got to stand fast in the faith. And the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. There's a faith to be believed. There's a doctrine to be indoctrinated with, this biblical doctrine. Amen. So how are we going to watch? By standing fast in the faith. Then he said, secondly, he said, quit you like men. In other words, you behave yourself like a man. I mean, you stand fast. You don't. You're not a child any longer if you've been saved by the grace of God. He's talking to Christians now, men, women, boys, and girls. Hey, quit you like men. You be strong in the faith. You're mature. You're ready to stand for the things of God. And so we're to act like men. Amen. That'd be good advice for men nowadays anyway. Quit you like men. That'd make you take off your necklaces and your earrings and all these things that you're making you look like a woman. But I tell you, we're to quit you like men, and that we're to stand like a man. But he said, thirdly, he said, be strong. We're not to be a weakling while we're watching. We'll be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Now, he's the one that gives us courage to stand for the glory of God. He's the one that gives us the encouragement to be like a strong rock here in these last days. And so he said, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. So we're to stand with love. Those around us is looking for the love of Christ that's real in our lives today. How are we to watch? We're to watch, of course, by standing fast in the faith. being busy in the things of God. And we're to quit us like men. We're to stand, and brother, like men. And then we're to be strong. Amen. Be strong. And the strength of His might. And when He's with us, we can be strong. Amen. And then He said, do it with love. Do all of it with love. Everything we say to a sinner ought to be with love. Every time we say something to a backslider, I will say it with love. Every time we say it to a carnal Christian, I will say it with love. Amen. Do it with charity. And we're to be watching and waiting on the coming of the Lord Jesus and be busy about the things of God until He comes back and gets us. Amen. And so that's the reality in the life of the child of God. Quit, you know what I mean? Be strong. How do we to do that? Well, we expect His coming. It's unexpected coming. How it's going to take place. It's going to be like a thief in the night. When Jesus comes, it's going to be unexpected. Amen. Even though they're watching and waiting, we don't know when He's coming. We don't know the hour nor the day when the Son of Man comes, but He's going to come unexpectedly and without announcement. The Lord Jesus is going to come. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead's going to rise, and we're going to be changed and go up with Him and with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So what are we doing, friend? And we're watching and waiting on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's real in the life of those that are saved. I look for the Lord to come today. I wish He would come today. I expect Him to come today. And whether He's going to come one day, and whether sometime it be at midnight, at some place on the earth it'll be midnight, some place it'll be midday, but I'm telling you, the Lord's going to come unexpectedly, unannounced, to get His church, and we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be raised incorruptible and undefiled, going home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be driving down the road when the Lord comes. If you do, that car's going one way and you're going up. Amen. And brother, listen, a lot of people's going to be doing different things. Some grinding the meal, some in bed. Different things are going on, brother, when Jesus comes. But every child of God is going to leave when Jesus comes and gets us from this old wicked world that we're living in today. Jesus is coming. Are you ready to meet Him, my friend? Are you ready, expecting Him to come? Brother, listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, you ought to be living in a state of expectancy, watching and waiting on the Lord to come, watching the things take place that's going on in this life today, looking, seeing the fulfillment of the Scriptures that's taking place, brother, pointing to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and brother, expecting and waiting patiently, not by sitting down to the side of the road, not just sitting there looking up into the sky and doing nothing for Him, but be busy, brother, be busy telling somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Preachers are going to be preaching, saints of God's going to be shouting, brother, listen, the saints of God's going to be singing when Jesus comes, and the meeting's going to be going on in some places when the Lord Jesus comes. Things are going to be taking place all around us when Jesus comes, and we're expecting Him to come today. It may be today, it may be tomorrow, but He's going to come. You've got something to look forward to. Watch and wait. How to do that? Be strong. Quit you like men. Be strong in the power of His might. And we're expecting Jesus to come at any moment, because He's going to come unannounced to get those that belong to Him. My friend, are you saved? If you are, you ought to be looking for Jesus to come. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. And so I hope you're ready this morning. I hope you're ready to see the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes once again to see the saints of God. Oh, yes, He's coming, my friend. He's going to come to get us one of these days. God bless you, is our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.